Steve Gruber, destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
All right, welcome back to it. 45 after on this Monday. So the president tweeted out that he would send the American military to the border to secure the border. Because if you hadn't figured this out, ever since the president stopped the separation of families at the border, at the insistence of the left and the outcry from the media, the number of families crossing the border illegally has exploded. Predictably enough, right? Predictably enough, the number of families crossing the border illegally has exploded because there's less chance that they're going to have any jam. And they put on buses and they're taken to Texas and they're taken to Arizona and New Mexico and they're shipped all over. And that's how it's handled. They're distributed across the United States. Some end up in places like Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and Pennsylvania. They get shipped all over. And then people wonder why they don't make their court dates. They don't make their court dates because it doesn't really matter. There's no real downside to missing your court date. You're going to stay in the U.S. longer. And the longer you're here, the more likely you are to be protected by American politicians and do-gooders who say, well, they've been here long enough. They've paid taxes. They haven't committed a crime. They should stay. And this goes on and on and on. So I guess my question then becomes, do you think there'd be a real outcry, a backlash? You look at this mob now that's 7,000 people strong and growing, that's marching north towards the American border. Of course, they can't get there before Election Day unless they're assisted greatly by buses and trucks and SUVs and so forth, because at 50 miles a day, if they really walked fast, they could cover 50 miles a day, which would be painful. I mean, you'd have to have good shoes, good water supply, good food, bathrooms, showers, all of that. Walking 50 miles a day is no easy task, not to mention the weather's been lousy, right? So then the question becomes, if you have an unruly mob of 7, 8, 9, 10,000 people coming toward the American border demanding entry, we demand that we are allowed into America. Based on what? Based on what are you demanding that you come in? At that point, if the president does what he said he would do, which is deploy the American military to the southern border, and just closes the border, just close it. Shut it down. Who's going to be angry about that? Who's going to be angry about securing the nation's border when all they see on TV is this unruly mob coming forward, overrunning fences, running past the Mexican military, running past Mexican police, overrunning and flooding the streets coming out of Guatemala into Mexico across that bridge? In America, we believe in law and order, and I don't believe that anybody's going to be okay if they just swarm the border and stampede across the border. If the president stands there and does nothing, he would be punished politically. If he stands up and defends America against this onslaught, that would be the right thing to do. Putting the American military on the southern border to secure the border, to protect our nation's sovereignty, would be the right thing to do. I don't think that Americans would vote against that in 2 weeks. So I don't know who's behind this whole ploy. Somebody is. Make no mistake. Logistically speaking, you can't move 5, 6, 7, 8,000 people up a road without food, water, bathroom, showers, good equipment, the ability to move them north. Somebody's picking up the tab, whether it's the cartels, as some suggest, or far left groups, as some suggest, maybe even Republican groups, as some suggest, because it's good for the president in the midterm elections. But this caravan, this mob, it's not good for America. We have to get to a place in America where we have immigration that is orderly and legal and done properly. And we have to have immigration in America that respects our borders and our laws and our people and the people that already live here, the citizens, because citizenship has its privileges. You don't just get to come in and get all that. Well, the left thinks you do. Sanctuary cities and all of that. The left thinks it's perfectly fine that you get all of the privileges of citizenship just by coming here. You show, it doesn't matter where you come from, show up from anywhere. And you should have all the rights. Anybody born anywhere in the world should have all the rights of an American as long as they're here. Which is ludicrous. Citizenship has its privileges. Being an American citizen, whether naturally born, or if you came here and became naturalized, whatever it is, it has its privileges. It's not just bestowed upon anyone who just says, I deserve that. I demand that I have all these rights. Doesn't work that way. At least it shouldn't. And that's why I say, if the president puts these troops on the southern border to secure our border, and our security and our sovereignty, I think that people would applaud that move. By and large. Maybe not those on the left, and maybe not the Democrats, and not the Never Trump crowd, because they'll hate him no matter what he does. He could drop unemployment to 1%, increase GDP to 10%, and they'd still say Never Trump with the idiots like Bill Kristol, who have no connection to reality. They're untethered from reality, because this president, whether you like it or not, Billy, has done more to advance conservatism than anybody, any president, anybody in my lifetime. And in less than 2 years. I mean, you look at what's been accomplished. If you're a conservative and you believe in smaller government, less regulation, you believe in judges that adhere to the Constitution, what it meant, how it was written, not that it's some living, breathing document to be molded to the way we feel about it today. No. You want originalist jurists. Donald Trump putting more people on the federal courts than any president, I believe, in modern history, not the Supreme Court specifically, but all of the rest of the courts, the appeals courts and district courts. And this is a big deal. This is key. It's important because it sets the judiciary for years to come. And it could become more serious as we go forward. If you're sick and tired of the Internal Revenue Service of the state of Michigan slowing you down, keeping you awake at night, and telling you to owe them taxes and penalties and interest, well, get a hold of my friend Chris McClatcher. He has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Tax banner to find out more. Again, Chris is from Michigan. He's not some guy at the end of the phone in New York or Los Angeles or who knows where. No, he's here, and he'll take care of you anywhere in Michigan. Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more and get started. You need to sleep tonight. You need to get your taxes in order. Make sure you do that right now. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.